Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, September 7. What motivated me to record this call or record this, not a call, you see how spontaneous I am, record this episode is this. Yesterday, one of my articles was published in Medium. You can go check it out. I think it is free, but after they publish a certain number of articles, or after they allow their readers to read a certain number of articles, they start promoting for a paid membership. Okay, paid membership. I used to wonder, why should I pay for reading something when I get everything free and blah blah blah. So I think I have to share that insight in some other episode. But anyway, I made up my mind to go for the paid membership. You know why? Because I was able to get access to some wonderful articles from great authors, budding authors, established authors. And it made me change my relationship to writing, my relationship to viewing authors, okay? And it helped me work on my personal development. Let me not talk too much about that. With that said, I would like to now give my listeners in the podcast, or maybe I would say add a voice to my writing. Let's get going. Okay, as a coach, we are trained to ask powerful questions. When I was coached by my coach, I used to get really furious when I was asked those questions, because I would feel vulnerable. Over a period of time of being coached, I realized that while I was employed, all my focus was on the future, and that is accomplishment of an outcome. And I never trained myself to ask these brutal questions that these coaches urged me to ask, that helped me become self-aware. Here are my insights based upon the powerful questions from my coach on my attachment and letting go. My attachment to what? To my title, position, and letting it go. Yes, it was important for me to get that National Science Talent Scholarship as a high school student and get that full ride, full scholarship. It was important, and also feel great. Yes, I'm a National Science Talent Scholar, at some kind of a title attached to me. Yes, it was important for me when I was in my 20s and 30s to seek that position as an officer and then become a manager by working hard at Canara Bank. Move to United States. Change the field from banking to immigration by looking for a different opportunity and get the title as Manager, Immigration Services in Corporate America. What I learned by answering my coach's brutal questions, which I cannot describe because there were too many questions, was this. At every stage, I had to let go of each position gratefully and create some clean space for my new transformational arena. Do a soul search. Do the coaching exercises to find what is meaningful to me, considering my position in my family, in my profession, and my community. Allow, the key word is allow, new opportunities by just working on myself, not on my husband, not on my children, not on my colleagues, not on my clients, not on my service providers. And take the bold step to transform. In each position or title, I learned skills that help me do better in some area or the domain in which I was working. Let's give some example. I gained both academic and experiential knowledge in science, banking, and immigration. Let us call the entire, whatever the gaining of this knowledge in banking, immigration, science, as TK. What does TK stand for? Technical know-how. Technical know-how for this system, Lalita Brahma system. Okay. I also learned people skills, lab manners, banking etiquette, corporate America decorum, mingling with law firms, mingling with employees and employers. Let us call this external knowledge, EK. Life experiences, professional experience, and coaching opened me up to learning a new domain called internal knowledge, IK. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by internal knowledge? This is where the questions from my coaches came up. By answering and being accountable to my coaches, and by taking personal responsibility, this is what happened. So by holding the title and position in an organization and following their rules and regulations, I realized that I could walk away with traits like discipline, hard work, smart work, etc. And you can name it. Go inward and figure it out for yourself. The new domain, internal knowledge, IK, required me to work on myself. I had to consciously work on my mind, my body, my spirit, my relationships, my environment, my mental model, ideas and concepts. This means connecting with my higher self through meditation, prayer, volunteering, and any other brutal experiences that life throws at me. Learning to become a better version of myself. That's it. That's one sentence. Learning to become a better version of myself. I'm able to let go of what does not match with my core values. I have explained this core values in some other episode. Please search and figure it out. I don't manage time or try to change people. However, I create systems even at home to help me stay productive, to help me face intimidation, the daily intimidation which might come through from your own kith and kins. Study relationship. Work on my mind, work on my body, work on my spirit, and then mind-body-spirit connection. Long story short, intangibles. You cannot touch these, okay? You cannot touch them, you cannot feel it. Like discipline, hard work, smart work, compassion, understanding, gratitude, collaboration, grit, creativity. All these things, right? I got it by connecting, and also I'm going to give a longer one, connecting with my higher self, letting go, etc. All these intangibles, okay, they got replaced. I created a system and wanted to make it tangibly known for me, okay, they got replaced with meaningful systems to live meaningful, enriched life, practicing gratitude and compassion. Practicing gratitude and compassion. I realized that it is this IK, the new domain, internal knowledge. It is this IK that has made my life more meaningful and more worthwhile living an enriched life than the title or the professional position or the award. Or the money I made, the salary, you know, the tag which we give, I make so many dollars or something. I found, it's my insight, right? I'm sharing my insight. So I would suggest, I found IK was the one which really helped me live a meaningful and rich life. I would suggest my listeners, my audience, to consciously allot few minutes every day to work on your internal knowledge. I will leave you with one question every day. Ask this question. Why am I doing what I am doing? It is you. It is you. You are the biggest. You're the most precious, because you're going to hang out with you right from day one. We call it as the birthday B day to the box day, right? Box day. So ask this question every time. Why am I doing what am I doing? Okay. I'm going to leave you with that question. Now it's your turn to share your insight. You have a fantastic day. Enjoy every moment of yourself, of your day, and trust that all other things are being manifested at perfect time, space, and sequence for everybody around this world, universe, whatever. Bye-bye.